News release. Region of Waterloo. The Region of Waterloo is pleased to announce the selected artists for a new initiative to celebrate Indigenous art and culture at the Region of Waterloo International Airport, YKF. This project, developed in relationship with the Six Nations of the Grand River, Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, and urban Indigenous communities in the region, is a significant step in recognizing and honoring Indigenous cultures and histories through public art at the airport. As part of this initiative, three murals by Indigenous artists will be displayed in the Domestic Arrivals Building at YKF. The murals, under the theme, Honoring These Lands and Waterways, will reflect the rich cultural heritage, resilience, and diverse voices of Indigenous peoples. The three artists selected for this project include Jeanette Ladd, an Anishinaabe artist from Saugeen First Nation, Judy Ross Mack, an urban Indigenous artist of Swampy Cree heritage from Weenusk First Nation, and Cheyenne Ricard, a Haudenosaunee artist of Mohawk and Tuscarora descent. Their work was chosen through a jury process led by community members, ensuring that the selected artists reflect the diverse cultural perspectives of their respective communities. We are honored to support this initiative that not only provides a platform for Indigenous artists but also ensures that Indigenous culture is recognized and celebrated in our community, said Karen Redman, chair of the Region of Waterloo. By collaborating with First Nations and Indigenous artists, we are taking meaningful steps toward reconciliation and fostering understanding among all who pass through YKF. In addition to these murals, the airport is introducing an Indigenous languages greeting wall in YKF's domestic arrivals area. Featuring greetings in various Indigenous languages, this initiative highlights the cultural significance of Indigenous languages to encourage awareness and learning among visitors. Paula Whitlow, Director of Truth and Reconciliation for the Region of Waterloo, shares, "Having these projects at the airport is important. It's a place where many residents and travelers pass through, giving us a chance to share and honor the history, culture, and ongoing contributions of Indigenous peoples. This is a meaningful way to answer the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action and encourage learning, reflection, and respect." In 2025, the airport will celebrate its 75th anniversary, marking a significant milestone in its history as a vital transportation hub for the Region of Waterloo. While acknowledging this important milestone, the region remains mindful of the thousands of years of Indigenous presence and the ongoing contributions of Indigenous peoples to the area. The public art pieces will be installed in the coming months, with completion expected by spring 2025. On completion, the region will share more information on how to experience these meaningful works of art. Quotes from the artists. Jeanette Ladd, Anishinaabe artist from Saugeen First Nation. "This mural is a powerful opportunity to honor the lands and waterways that have always been central to my life and culture. As an Anishinaabe artist, it's about sharing the stories and values of my culture while creating a space for reflection and connection. My hope is that this piece will inspire people to see the land and water not just as resources, but as living entities that deserve care and respect. It's a chance to celebrate our shared responsibility to honor and protect what sustains us all." Judy Ross Mack, urban Indigenous artist of Swampy Cree heritage from Weenusk First Nation. "When we offer prayers to the Grand River, we pray for all living beings that are connected. We feed her spirit so that we never forget how sacred water is to our everyday lives. Its purity, its beauty, most of all, for our survival." Cheyenne Ricard, Haudenosaunee artist of Mohawk and Tuscarora descent. "I'm excited to share the stories of my nation's people, honoring our history and culture through this project. It's an opportunity to bring attention to the significance of these lands and waterways, and to represent my nation in a meaningful way." For more information about public art at the Region of Waterloo International Airport, visit www.waterlooairport.ca/art/.